For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040. ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
We welcome you to the Lady Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Big victory for Mountain Home tonight to wrap up action here at the Hangar. This was going to be their last home game of the night. They do have one more game on the road for the regular season before the state tournament. I'll talk more about that in a moment, especially with another result. I'll give you that in just a moment. But again, Mountain Home defeats Searcy in this girls' matchup 54-23. Let's get our Dewey & Sons Plumbing. I'm going to go with co-players of the game tonight. Dewey & Sons Plumbing co-players of the game will be Emma Martin and Anna Grace Foreman, each with 17 points. It was a good way for them to go out on their last home game of their Mountain Home careers, as both are seniors. Also for Mountain Home tonight, 8 points from Kate Gilbert, 6 for Aston Yates. 3 for Abby Martin, and 2 for Emily Payne, and 1 for Abigail Hodges. No one was in double figures tonight for Searcy. Leading scorer was Nalia Hadley with 7 points, 6 for Chelsea Johnson, 4 each for Asharia Brown and Kiki Turner, and 2 for Ileana Odin. Mountain Home ended up with 9 turnovers tonight. Searcy had 16 this evening. This game had 2 lead changes, and they were very early on. Mountain Home, once they took the lead back, they didn't relinquish it and actually went on to win by 31. Now, with this victory, Mountain Home is going to improve to 21-5 on the season, 10-3 in the 5A East. Nelton, I went on Twitter to look, see if I could find the score, and sure enough tonight, Jonesboro got the win over Nelton tonight by a score of 59-44. That is a big result. It could be a big result for Mountain Home, because Mountain Home has one game left against West Memphis. If the Lady Bombers are able to beat the Lady Blue Devils by at least 3 points on Friday night, the Lady Bombers would have the number one seed out of the East going into the Class 5A state tournament next week. So tell you what, I'm sure Dell Inner will talk more about that during halftime of the boys' game. But that's the scenario right now. So that was not only a good win tonight for Mountain Home, but a big result in that game between Jonesboro and Nelton. So Searcy, they're going to fall to 6-19 on the season, 1-12 in the 5A East. So again, Mountain Home gets a 31-point victory. We've got a long intermission tonight. This is senior night, so they're recognizing a bunch of the senior athletes here at Mountain Home High School. So it'll be quite a few minutes before we get started back, but we'll have the boys broadcast for you when we are ready. So that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers pregame show. We'll have the boys game for you when we can. Again, our final score tonight, Mountain Home defeats Searcy 54-23. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.